And off we go.
We love you.
Off we go. Off we go. Oh, yeah. I didn't do it in a British accent. Hey, Liz.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning.
For us, at least.
Yeah, it is Saturday morning.
That's right.
Again.
We love our Saturday mornings.
We do.
Yep. But first, Lena, let's dig right in.
Okay.
Tell me how you're doing. How do you feel?
Today, I feel pretty positive and good, and I have a little bit more energy.
Yay!
Yay. Because it has sucked the past week, to be honest. Yeah. And I feel like I'm always talking about this. But it was, I just have to tell them a little bit.
Okay.
Like my process of this.
Sure. Process away.
Okay. Thank you. So I started off like, I don't know how long time ago. Like it feels like forever because it's been a long week. Anyway, I started feeling like really low on energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not really functioning as a human being right now. What is going on?
Right.
And I was like, I have been sleeping and not too much, not too little, like good sleeping.
Yeah.
And I have been eating.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the deal?
Right.
Well, I realized that human beings can have a fever as well. And believe it or not, I believe it. I think that I did have a fever, but I haven't been sick with a fever for like, I don't know, more than a year probably. Knock, knock on wood. I'm not going to jinx this.
We have no wood anywhere around us. No, the floor's wood.
Oh, yeah. But I did, well, I don't need to jinx it because I believe I had a fever.
Yeah.
Duh. So anyway, so I've been feeling like a little bit feverish lately. Yeah. And that has not been a fun thing because earlier in life I've done things to myself, so I have felt bad. And this time I couldn't like do anything more than like taking care of myself by laying down on the couch, which I have done. And there were a few things that I wanted to attend. And I was battling, like, should I do it or should I not? Mm-hmm. Should I do it or should I not? And I took some painkillers and I went.
Yeah.
And it was good for my soul.
Drugged up and went.
But it was really good for my soul.
Yeah.
But then I was, like, crashing the next day. So it's been, like, up and down, up and down. I'm not feeling crappy.
Yeah.
Today.
Right. And I think you felt pretty good yesterday, too.
Yeah. It was, like, a period of, I don't know. I probably walked around with a fever a few days without knowing it, just thinking, like, what is going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. So, yeah. So, today I'm feeling, to answer your question, pretty good and energized. And I'm really relieved that it's not, like, still going on.
That's awesome.
So, over to you, Liz. How are you feeling?
Well, I was going to respond to you by saying that I'm super glad that you're feeling better, too, because it's a lot poor you.
It is a lot poor me. Now I have to say one more thing.
Oh, say
I'm so
it.
Sorry. Okay, so I called my mom, and I was like, you know what? Because she was like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not feeling good. You know, like, it was major for me.
Ugh.
And she said exactly what I needed to hear.
Oh,
she was
good.
Like, oh, Lena, tell Liz, now your wife, to take care of you.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling good. I have a fever, and I haven't had a fever for, like, at least a year. Poor me. I know some other people, they're, like, suffering from a fever, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So, enough of my fever talk. Over to Liz.
I am, gosh, now I'm like, totally thinking about you. And then my phone just beeped that it can't record any more video. So I got all distracted. Okay. How am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I've been looking forward to today all week long, just because we have a lot of things planned. And yes, I have to go to work, but it's not like regular kinds of work stuff. So
it'll be fun. Why do you have to work on a Saturday?
We're having open house.
Okay.
So we're trying to, in Sweden, you choose, when you go to high school, you choose which high school you want to go to. So you go around and visit different high schools.
Or you apply. You might not
well,
be
yeah,
able
you,
to go to
yeah, you choose and then you apply, but yeah. You need to. Mm-hmm. So we're having open house. So people, like ninth graders, can go around, and a lot of high schools are having open house today.
Oh.
I think. So they can see our high school and see if they want to come and apply to go to high school with us. Or at our whatever. You know what I'm saying. So I'm going to go do that. And I think it's only like 3 hours. And then we have other things planned today. So it's just, we're being social. we're usually, you know, way calm and relaxed and chill on the weekend in a very stay home kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Today we'll be calm and chill and relaxed, but we will not be home most of the day. So I've just been looking forward to it. And so it'll be fun. This week went by super fast for me, so it may have been long for you, but by the time Thursday rolled around and I was at work, and Thursday's my Friday at work, at the school, I was like, wow, it's already Thursday. And anyway, it was a good week at work, a lot going on. It's now like kicked up with busyness at work after the new semester has started. So it's so funny when I talk about work, I start thinking in Swedish. So that's why I'm pausing so much. So yeah, it was a good work week, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty inspired. I feel like there's so much that I want to do.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I almost don't want to sleep, but I love sleep. So and I'm a good sleeper.
Oh my gosh, she is.
Yeah. So that's me. I'm good. Things are good.
Good.
Yeah. How about your challenge, Lena? How did that go from last week?
So last week, my challenge was to rebrand us.
Uh-huh.
And that's also the reason why we decided to postpone, like, a release that we're going to talk about later in this podcast, not in a later episode. Today, you're going to be able...
We've been talking about a project for months now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today you're gonna finally know what it is.
Yay!
We're so excited.
I know.
So I've totally done that.
You have. You have worked hard and it's amazing. It looks so good. And I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah. What was your challenge, Liz, and how did it go?
My challenge was to... meditate every morning, not just read, but actually spend that time in silence and then do a few yoga movements and everything all week long. And I've done it. Yay! And I have actually found a really good like 40-day thing. And it's only like a 6-minute guided meditation. So it's only 6 minutes that I'm doing the meditating. So I still get in the reading that I love to do. And I've added in some yoga movements. So I guess I spend like 30 minutes with all of that, and I've done it every day, and it is just really great. And if you get my newsletter or anything, I'll have a link tomorrow to that 40-day yoga guided meditation thing in case you want to take part in it on your own. It's a podcast, so it's easy to get. So anyways, yeah, check
my Wow, I'm so impressed that you... have that discipline to get up in the morning. I mean, it's perhaps not a discipline when, well, it is sort of. Oh my gosh, Lena, stop thinking too much. But that you're actually getting up earlier to do all these things that you know that is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know like a walk in the morning, perhaps to get some fresh air and like just clear my thoughts would be amazing to me, but... to lay down in bed is just amazing.
It is.
Like, even more. Yeah, I'm so impressed that you're actually doing the things that you know that is, like, good for you and you stick with it.
Well, it's been a long, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time coming. I mean, I've been working on meditating for actually about 3 years now on a pretty daily basis. Mm-hmm. And only in the past, I don't know, 6 to 9 months, I would say, it's something that is like breathing to me. So it's not even a chore. I look mm-hmm. forward to it. It's part of what I do. It truly is a habit. I really am thankful that I do it. And it works for me. So different things work for different people. But I do think some dedicated time to ourselves, to literally shut off things and just be, is actually pretty important. To just check in with ourselves a mm-hmm. little bit every day. So, yeah. Challenges? Check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Lena, you are yawning now, so I think I'll start talking. you said at the very top of the show, off you go.
Yeah, and, but with an American accent, I'm sorry.
Right, you said off you go. And I don't know how my British accent is. So sorry, my British friends. So sorry. You can make fun of a Southern accent anytime you want. But the reason that we said that mm-hmm. and started like that is because of our House Hunters International reminder to all of you. We said last weekend that we were asked to be part of an episode of House Hunters International, which is a TV show in the U.S. on Home and Garden Television, HGTV, you all know it as. And our episode is going to be this coming Thursday, February 2nd. At 10:30 p.m., at least that's what the email says from HGTV they sent to us. So check your local listings, though, because it was originally scheduled for another date, February 13th, but now it's Thursday, February 2nd, 10:30. But check your local listings and see. And if you want to see it and it's too late or you're just not sure, just set to record it. Like TiVo it or whatever people do to record now, because we don't really have those capabilities on our TV.
But you can also watch it online as yes, well.
If you're American.
Yeah, if you're American or if you're in the States. You can be an American in Sweden.
Right. I'm an American and I can't watch it. Good point there, yeah. Lena. Thanks for clearing that up.
So
that's just a reminder.
Yeah.
Exciting reminder.
Yeah, and the email said, like, okay, this is the new time, but it won't say, like, that time on the website.
Yeah.
So it's all, like, it feels a little bit messed up. Or it's not easy for us to exactly say whenever.
Right.
We're going to be on.
And your American TV, your local HGTV channel may show things at different times than other HGTV channels. Mm-hmm. So check your local listings and see what it is.
What is the episode called?
It's called Swinging Back to Sweden.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. And
the reason why I said off we go.
Yes.
Or Liz in the British accent.
Off we go. I don't know where that is in England, what kind of accent I'm doing, and now I'm, like, really embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
No, don't excuse yourself. It's fun. It was because whenever we started, a scene, that's what it was said, like, out loud, so we knew when to start.
Our director, who's British.
Yeah.
thank you for clearing that up. I just went right into the TV show. Our director, producer, who was British, that's how, yes, she yes. started us. Thanks, Lena.
Oh my gosh, I miss the whole team now.
I know. I was working on some things, and you were working on some things yesterday mm-hmm. related, and yeah, I missed them. They were great.
Yeah.
So just to update the rest of you who can't watch it on American television, we will be having blog posts with behind-the-scenes photos and things. We will have other ways that you can watch a bunch of mm-hmm. behind-the-scenes things. Lena,
yeah.
Why don't you... It's so hot. Here's the big moment. Are we ready?
Here is the big moment.
Are you ready, Lena? I think that you should be the one to say what it is that we are releasing, announcing, have been working on.
Okay. May I say it now?
Do it.
Okay. We have started a YouTube channel.
Yes, we have.
And that's why I have rebranded us. Mm-hmm. I have created a new, or new, but I've created a logo that we're using on our YouTube channel. Yes. So on there, we're going to do like vlogs, which is video vlogs, where you can like follow us and like a regular day or weekend or whatever.
Right.
Also, like, if we're traveling some, we film a little bit, and then we fix a video of that, and then Liz might create some stuff, and I, Lena, might create some stuff, and so we have, like, different playlists on that channel. So, how do you find this?
Yeah.
You go to youtube.com.
Right.
And type in Liz plus Lena. And then you might have to scroll a tiny bit because there might be videos that are like including people whose names are Liz and Lena.
But amazingly, we're not the only two in the whole world.
Crap.
I know.
But if you scroll down a little bit,
our logo will pop up.
Thank you. I couldn't say it. And our logo is a black circle.
Yep.
And has two white L's in it. And
well, it will say Liz plus Lena.
Exactly, beside it.
Beside it.
So then you click there, and then you can subscribe.
Yes.
And then you will see whenever we have updates.
Exactly.
So that is really, really exciting, and it takes, like, our creativity up to a new level, because it feels like we have our blogs. You're, like, a frequent blogger. I'm not, but I want to get into that again, as my challenges has been, like, in the past. But I love to work with motion graphics, and this is a way for me to, like, be able to create a little bit more in a different way than I have been before. So that is really, really fun. And then also for our friends and other people who are not living in Sweden, also to get the perspective of what it is like to live where we live. And we are a couple with two different countries in our backgrounds. Yeah. So it is a lot of like differences and similarities and processes. And then we have created our own life combined with all the traditions and everything from both cultures. So it's like, I think it is a pretty interesting perspective that you get to see.
Totally.
And we hope that that will like open up for other people like who don't know about the Swedish culture or don't know about American culture. And then like, how do we deal with all the cultures in our marriage?
Yeah, and perhaps might not have thought that a marriage between two women looks pretty similar to any other marriage.
Right.
I mean, we deal with the same things. So we're tackling a little bit, without even saying anything, just by living our lives, we're tackling equality issues.
Yes.
Just by living. And it's just fun to document our life and the things, sort of like we do here, but in a whole different way, as you said. So I'm really, really, really excited. And I think that people, if I'm right, Lena, people can go ahead and go like right now and subscribe and look us up, because we already have some videos there.
Yeah.
Some that we have moved over to that channel, that Lena and I had our own separate channels for a while where we just uploaded things that we randomly made over the past year or so. So we've gathered them all and they're there. So there's already a little bit to look forward to and check out.
And now when you are listening, there will be a video, a casting video.
Yeah.
Out on our channel. It is the video that House Hunters International asked us to do in order to be on the program. So we like filmed ourselves, and it's pretty much, we couldn't like include everything in that.
No.
Will make sense later on once the episode has been aired. Mm-hmm. But you will be able to see our casting video.
Yeah.
It's going to be out when you're listening now.
I know. So we'll publish that as soon as we finish the podcast. So it'll be all ready.
And once the episode has been aired, we're also releasing videos on our channel with behind the scenes footage.
Exactly.
We have documented pretty good during our filming days.
Even more than what we think we have, because I magically have deleted, lost all of mine. But anyway, we have lots of documentation, and you're putting together some amazing behind the scenes videos.
Thank you.
And I'm writing blog posts about it. The day has come!
Yeah, YouTube channel, Liz plus Lena. Go ahead and subscribe!
Yes, and tell other people and share. It's just, we just want to put positivity out in the world.
Yes.
That's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Yeah, and there we go. Off we go.
There you go. Good booking.
But today, Liz.
Yes.
What is going on today then?
Would you like for me to share all of the things that we're doing? We'll keep it secret. A little? But we have a lot going on. Like, yes. I need to get ready in just a little bit, and you're going to edit this podcast. I'm going to work, as I said before, and then you are coming, you may be downtown while I'm at work or doing some other errands. Then we have some plans this afternoon and evening, but what we're doing is we're videoing throughout the entire day.
Yes.
We've already done some videos. There's a little bit of video during this podcast, and so we will be making a vlog, and uploading it to our channel.
Liz plus Lena.
That's right. Tomorrow, I think.
Yes.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, you'll be able to see how we spent our entire Saturday. So exciting. We're so excited. We hope you're excited, too.
I know.
It's just so much fun. When you do things that are inspiring, it inspires even more. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like positivity creates more positivity. I wish that Donald Trump would learn something like that. But anyway, it made me think about the world. So we're sending out positive vibes in this crazy world right now. That's what our hope is.
Mm-hmm.
So Lena, let's talk about challenges for next week.
Okay. My challenge will be to work on our videos that we're going to post on our YouTube channel. Because we have a lot of stuff to go through and put together and stuff. I've started, but I'm far away from done. I'm learning new programs. Right now, so it takes a little bit longer, but once I figure everything out, it will be, much faster, but it's a learning process. That's my challenge, to learn even more about the programs and create stuff there, so we have material, especially if we have been aired on House Hunters before our next podcast, then we will have, stuff out.
Yeah.
So, I gotta work on that.
Yeah.
This week.
Sounds good
and
inspiring. I'm so impressed by you. You've done an amazing job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Liz, what is your challenge?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. It feels like it's not that I have everything figured out by any means. I'm just not quite sure. I was trying to think if there was something work-related.
I don't think that you should have something work-related.
No, I know, and I don't have anything with that. Perhaps it's to get back into either working on my website /life coaching. Well, working on my website. That can be life coaching and or blogging. At least 1 hour, every evening.
Cool.
So, everyone, what are you going to go do now when you're finished listening to this podcast?
YouTube channel. And hit subscribe.
Yeah. I mean, we have videos from when we've been in Paris. So there's some travel videos, there's some everyday life videos already there. So you do have some things to check out before we upload our very first vlog after today. With that, I guess we'll start wrapping up and wish you all a fabulous weekend. And we send out tons of love and tons of light. And just want to say thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us. We can't wait to talk with you again next week. Until then, bye.
Bye.